This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicator.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
Once ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
You're winning and I don't mind if I get wet, baby.
Oh shit, I'm recording. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. I'm gonna get through this, I swear to God. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society, and I must start out by thanking you first and foremost for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me. I'm gonna make it. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. I really do. As you can tell, maybe you can't, but you probably can. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a very, very good mood. And we're going to get into all of that. We're going to talk about it. I'll update you on everything. That's coming. And just so you know, I took the whole pause button off the soundboard for this episode, just for this episode. You know, we'll get back to that. But we're not pausing nothing today. I'm saying what I'm saying. It is what it is. That's just what we're doing. But before we do all of that, we got to do what we always do. We got to do the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. Soccer season is rapidly approaching. And that's the biggest thing going on in the Chef Elise world right now. I want to say this is her like third or fourth soccer season. We'll see how this when she scored a goal last season, which was a big deal. But they now doing like goalies and stuff like that. So we'll see how all that goes. You know, I went and bought her some new cleats today. I just ordered them. I think she's going to like the colorway I chose. So I'm feeling like a good dad in that moment. I'm looking at chairs. You know, I got to get me a new folding chair for soccer season because it's a lot of sitting in the heat and I need a good chair. I'm really thinking that I'm going to go with the gym because I want to be one of them super soccer dads. So I'm definitely getting something with like the pneumatic shit on it, like a recliner, rocking chair. I'm trying to like trick it out. Had the dope ass folding chair, but I also think I want to do the one with like the shade for one, with just enough shade for one person, because I just want to be petty for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm probably not, because first of all, I'm saying this in public, so you know people might hear it. And now that I'm saying I'm gonna get shade for one, then somebody else gonna buy a tent, and then I'm gonna look like the asshole with the tent under the tent, and it's, you know, that's unnecessary. But we'll see how that all works out. That's neither here or there. But I don't know. I got her hair appointment scheduled, so I'm also feeling like a good dad in that regard. You know, last one went well. You know, she came out with it was easy peasy lemon squeezy. So hopefully we're moving in the right direction with the hair situation and she get more comfortable with that. But that's all in the works. I'm looking forward to seeing her this weekend. I think we're gonna have a good visit. Get caught up on all her, you know, second grade adventures. I'm sure she's had some from what I hear. And what I'm really looking forward to is our upcoming Mario Kart battle. See what happened last visit. Like I told y'all, she left her tablet at home. And she had me fooled. I thought she just wanted to hang out with dad and spend some quality time with pops. Turns out she was just bored. And I had to understand that and take that L. So at one point, you know, I gave her my Switch so she could go upstairs and like, you know, play some games or whatever while I was working. And I think she got up there and she started playing some Mario Kart. And I've talked to y'all about, like, she loves Mario Kart, but she sucks. Like, she was horrible, horrible at it. And I don't know, I guess in the time that she was able to play without me around, she started winning a couple races and, you know, winning some trophies in the Grand Prix and, And, you know, she came down very, very, very proud about that. And I was proud of her. But, you know, like all good things, she found a way to go left with it real quick. So as we was leaving, the last thing I think she said to me as we was getting ready to walk down the steps to get in the car, and she hit me with the same calm energy that she hit me with that "you want to try me" bombshell last week. With that same calmness, she looked at me and she was like, "I don't know, Dad, you think you could take me in a Mario Kart race?" And I played it off like, "I don't know, sweet pea. You know, I'm not sure, but we can give it a try, no problem." But in my head, it's, you know, when she hit me with the "you want to try me" thing, I couldn't react the way I wanted to react. Like, you're supposed to square up at that point. Like, she's 7 and that's my little girl. Couldn't do that. But I will beat the dog shit out of her in some Mario Kart. That is going to happen. I don't care that she's my little girl. You know, she got a lot of ego. And I hate to kill that little confidence, but that's what's going to happen. I am going to demolish that little girl in Mario Kart. And I'm going to have a ball doing it. I'm going to have the greatest time of my life, like, destroying her in that game, just so she understands. Judge me if you want, but that's what's going down. And I can't fucking wait. But that's all I got for the Chef Felice Report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir. I am. to get into it, the intro music, right? I guess I'm in the process of, I might be in a little bit of a dive right now. Let me be real about it. I'm not going to lie. I have jumped off the cliff at this point. Porch be damned. Like, fuck a porch. What porch? Like, I've leaped. Life happens. It is what it is. And get your freaky ass minds out the gutter. I don't mean it like that yet. But I know what the song, I mean, it's a metaphor, people. It's a metaphor. Like, be metaphoric every once in a while. Like, expand your horizons. But I met somebody. And I wasn't expecting it. I really thought I didn't want it, you know. But you know what they say, you know, when you make plans, God is known to laugh. And that seems to be the situation I find myself in these days. I don't know. I'm not going to give too much away. She's kind of a big deal, you know, a little bit of a celebrity. So I got to be discreet for the time being. And I'm cool with that. I'm a private person. But all will be revealed when the time is right. So don't worry about it. It's not something I'm trying to hide, but I'm trying to be respectful of people. I'm respectful of the situation. It's very new. But I don't know. As you can hear, I'm kind of excited. I'm enjoying it. I like this, and I didn't know that I would. It's been crazy. I've completely, like, switched off my regular, you know, schedule programming of just, like, straight rap and hip-hop. Like, you know, that's what I listen to. That's what I love. And so it's been a very weird situation. I've been riding around listening to R&B for, like, days now. You know, I'm talking to her, and we're trading songs and sending text messages and talking all night. If it was anybody else telling me about this shit, I'd be like, dog, that's gross. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I really don't want to hear any of your little lovey-dovey stuff. Like, you know, let it go. Talk to somebody else about it. But I guess it's my situation, so it means something. And I got nobody else to talk to about it but you fine people. So, you know, strap in. It is what it is. Man, I can tell you, it's been embarrassing. Like, I'm driving around in my car, and I've been singing falsetto way too much with the sunroof open. Like, I don't know who's heard me and what their feelings about it were. It's annoying to me. Like, I really wish I could stop. I don't want to keep doing this. I'm not comfortable. I've been smiling more than I usually smile, which is none at all. My face hurts. It's involuntary. Like, I can't help it. But, like, I'm hearing songs differently. I'm seeing things differently. It's the whole shebang a bang of, you know, being in a new situation. And it's weird for me. It really is. But you know, in a good way, And so I thought I would do this episode because she and I have talked a lot about this whole porch thing. You know, me being, I think that was a known fact. It was going to get brought up in whatever episode I was on, or anybody's show, or whenever relationships came up. You know, me and my whole, I'm on the porch. If you're unaware, I had the feeling that I retired. Like I'm out the game, you know. I put my time in, I put my work in, I put my numbers on the board. You know, I got married, divorced, I have a kid. I didn't really feel like I was interested in pursuing anything else romantically ever again. And that, if that meant, and for me, you know, the emotion, the romance, the love and all of that is tied directly into the physical. It was no way I was going to have one without the other. And so if it meant, you know, if I wasn't interested in pursuing the romantic stuff, or, you know, I didn't feel like that was my vibe at the moment, then, you know, I think somebody asked me recently, you know, if I thought I could be celibate for the rest of my life. And I was really reaching a point where it was like, yeah, I absolutely could. I'm comfortable. And nothing is inspiring me to jump out there. You know, I know I've told the whole thing about how, like, God himself would have to manifest in front of me and tell me, like, don't fuck this up, Flan. I made her just for you. You know, stop blocking your blessings. Follow the path. You know, like, that's what I felt like it would have taken for me to step off the porch. But I don't know. And so, you know, she and I have talked about it a lot. And so I've had to do some introspection and try to, you know, really dig into what was behind that decision and what was driving, you know, that thought and why I was so adamant about it and so public about it. And then, like, what's driving this decision now, like this move, like what, why now? Like, why do it now? And I don't know, as I've thought about it, as I think a part of it was really, you know, this is my third or fourth, like, comeback. You know, I've stunted my growth in a lot of areas, you know, over the years. And, you know, like I said, I'm a 42-year-old man that's, you know, really just started driving, still not really comfortable driving on highways. Less than 5 years ago, I was working at McDonald's. And I wasn't at that time a person that I thought could attract the kind of, you know, woman I might have been looking for. I didn't want to just take what was available. I wasn't interested in that. And if, you know, and if I couldn't be at the level that I wanted, I was at a point in my life where I would have questioned a woman that was attracted to me in that space. It's like, you okay with this? Like, especially when I was living in sober homes, I got, you know, I had 9 roommates at one point. I'm living on a twin bed in a room with another dude, sharing a bathroom with 4 dudes. Like, if you comfortable with any of this, I'm worried about you. And so, definitely at those times, I was like, nah, I'm not interested, because I know anybody that would be cool with this situation would kind of be a red flag for me. And then, you know, I got out of that, you know, got my own place, and now I'm driving and things. And I feel a little better about who I am. I'm definitely in a better place professionally, you know, trying to get back on track with that. And a lot of times I look at, you know, wherever I am now, it's like, if I had just not fucked everything up, like, where would I be? You know, I'm really just getting back to earning what I was earning before I left D.C. to come to Texas. And, you know, I could look at it that way and feel fucked up about it. Or I could look at that 4 years ago, I was working at McDonald's. This is fucking amazing. So, but I think that played a lot into it. I was not happy with the version of me that, you know, I was at the time. And I didn't want to go out there and parade that or see what I could attract with that, because I wasn't interested in what I thought that would attract. I definitely feel like I'm in a better place now. And so, you know, I can understand how somebody might look over here and see this as a place that they might want to be. So I'm getting past that. And I think the other part of it was, again, like, I didn't think I could attract what I want. And this is the insidious thing that I worry about with a lot of people. Like, the world was slowly, like, trying to convince me that what I wanted didn't exist or wasn't out there. You know, the conversations that I'm in, the stories and stuff that I listen to. It's like, if this is what the dating world looks like right now, if this is what's out there, if this is the way people are approaching things, if this is the mindset, I don't want to play this game. Like, I'm not interested in this at all. And I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to put myself out there and subject myself to this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Just to do something I could do for myself, if we're being completely honest. And technology has taken leaps and bounds, so we're not going to go down that path. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I was falling into that trap that, like, certain things didn't exist. And so I was becoming more and more comfortable with just being in this space. And I definitely, you know, I did not see this coming. I wasn't pursuing it. And I think that's the biggest part of it, is that, you know, I wasn't pursuing it. Because this, like, I'm enjoying where we are right now, and I'm enjoying what I see as possible in the future. But there are still, like, some major, major obstacles in the way of things really working out. You know, like, if you were a betting man, or if you were just using pure logic, you know, the logic don't look good. The, you know, the outlook doesn't necessarily look good. It's just that we could do everything right. I could do everything right. I could say everything right. You know, she could do everything right. We have the greatest intention, and just the stars not aligned, and things not work out. And this is one of them times where I feel like everything that's happened to me over the past 10 years or so has really prepared me to understand moments like this. I think this journey has taught me is that, like, the outcome is none of my concern. It's out of my control. There's so many variables involved that if I was trying to control the outcome, I would drive myself crazy, and, you know, and I would feel some kind of way about falling short on something that I never had a chance of being in control of in the first place. You know, all I can do is stay aware of my intentions and make sure my intentions are good, and put in the effort. Put in the effort, put in the work, wake up every day, you know, with the right intentions, with the right mindset, do the right thing, make the next right decision. And I got to let the results, you know, be in the hands of God or the universe or whatever it is you believe in. I think I'm okay with that. Like, I don't know where this is going to go, but I know I don't want to miss the journey. Like, I know I would regret not taking a chance, not, you know, not being along for the ride wherever it goes. I know where I would like it to go, but I can't control that. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I don't know. I guess I'm growing up a little bit. I don't know. I gotta play my song one more time. I'm sorry. The walls are looking like they might precipitate. Until I'm in so deep, it's up to my waist. But I promise God, I ain't afraid. No, no. I swear to God, I'm gonna stop. Anyway, I really got to. I be playing these shits way too much. Just on repeat too. It's crazy. I normally post like my title top songs for the month or whatever. I know it's gonna be skewed this month. It might not be no hip hop on it. That's gonna be crazy. I'm just warning you now. But it's a dope place to be in. So I just, you know, I don't know. I don't have nobody else to talk to about these things. So, you know, y'all family. So I thought I'd sit and talk with y'all. This is going to be a short episode because that's what's going on in my life right now. You know, I'm normally lacking inspiration. I normally don't know what I'm going to talk about until the last minute. But this week, it was like there was no way I could talk about anything else. Like, this is just, I'm in a good space. And I'm happy. I'm happy. Not that I'm not usually happy, but this is the different. That's the crazy part about this to me, is that I really was in a place where I could have gone the rest of my life the way things were going, and I would have told you I was happy. I would have told you I wasn't missing anything. I wasn't lacking anything, that everything was good. I had everything I needed. Life was just the way I wanted it to be. And then now this situation happens, and I know I couldn't go back to looking at that like it's everything I want. So I don't know where this is going to go, but I guess I'm off the goddamn porch. Porch be damned. Here I go. Y'all wish me luck. Y'all pray for a nigga. Like, you know, I need it. With that being said, if you made it this far, if you listen to all of this, all this, and don't worry, I'm not going to be sentimental and all that shit, you know, for episodes to come. We're going to get back to regularly scheduled programming. Don't worry. League of Kings is coming on Wednesday, September 6th. So please be on the lookout for that. I'm not sentimental over there, but we may talk about some relationship stuff on that show coming up soon too. Cause yeah, I'm saying that's what's going on with me. So I gotta, what else am I gonna talk about? Fantasy football? Y'all don't wanna hear that shit. I'm on my third draft and I think I got one more left. I need to chill. But if you made it this far, you are the real MVP and I do appreciate you. Please check out the store, whatistws.com/merch. It is the summer of the algorithm. So coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. You know, we're approaching hoodie season, but we're not there yet. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with these hoodies since they switched up things in my store, but we're gonna work that out. But whatistws.com/store. Use coupon code algorithm, get you 20% off and rock out with me. But that's all I got, you know. I feel like I got calls to make, so I got to get out of here. But until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, it's all about your intentions and your effort. Let God take care of the results. And I fucking love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love. I gotta play my shit one more time. You're